Hello, my dear friends. How are you? Is everything okay? Okay, if are you ready, let's go to lesson 7. If you remember, last week we talked about cookies and running business and things like that. Nicole baked some cookies last week, and Susan suggested her father, Bob, that we can run our business and sell some cookies and get rich. Let's go to the rest of our story. سلام میکنم به دوستای عزیزم، امیدوارم حالتون خوب باشه. خب اگر خاطرتون باشه هفته قبل راجع به این صحبت کردیم که حالا نیکول مادر خانواده بود، کلوچه پخته بود و سوزان پیشنهاد داد که به پدرش باب که ما میتونیم بریم این کلوچه ها رو بفروشیم و پولدار بشیم. حالا الان بریم ادامه داستان رو گوش کنیم ببینیم چه اتفاقی افتاد. Let's go to vocabularies and expressions. خب همینجور که درس رو گوش میدیم و داستان رو متوجه میشین، منم کلماتش رو میگم که متوجه بشیم که دقیقا چه اتفاقی داره میفته. Okay, let's word. Let's word is bright and early. Bright and early. Okay, bright and early. Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T. And early. Means early in the morning. Bright and early. Early in the morning. زود بیدار میشه. کسی که زود بیدار میشه رو میگن bright and early. Bob says, you are bright and early today, Susan. باب میگه که you are bright and early today. میگه امروز زود بیدار شدی توی درسمون. Example. Our flight to, for example, Isfahan leaves at 7 a.m. tomorrow. So, we have to get up bright and early. میگه که فردا پروازمون به اصفهان ساعت 7 صبح، پس ما مجبوریم که صبح زود بیدار بشیم. پس bright and early, early in the morning. Next word. To not sleep a wink. Not sleep a wink. Wink, W-I-N-K. Means to be awake all night. تمام شب و بیدار باشی. چشم رو هم نذاری. Wink دقیقا حالا به معنی که چشم رو هم نذاری. To not sleep a wink. چشم رو هم نذاری. تمام شب و بیدار باشی. When Bob says, you are bright and early today, Susan. Susan says, I didn't sleep a wink last night. وقتی که باب میگه you are bright and early, سوزان میگه که I didn't sleep a wink last night. میگه من دیشب چشم رو هم نذاشتم. خب پس to not sleep a wink means to be awake all night. Next word. Next word is to work like a dog. To work like a dog. It means to work very hard and a lot. To work like a dog. Dog همون سگ. To work like a dog. To work very hard and a lot. زیاد و خیلی سخت کار کنی. میشه work like a dog or to work like a horse you can say to work like a horse. What we have in our lesson? In our lesson we have I didn't sleep a wink last night thinking about running my, our business. خب سوزان میگه که I didn't sleep a wink last night. میگه دیشب چش رو هم نذاشتم. داشتم راجع به شغلمون فکر میکردم که شغلمون رو شروع بکنیم. باب میگه که باب says running your own business is lots of work. میگه شغل خودت رو بخوای شروع کنی، اداره کنی، خیلی کار میبره، خیلی نیاز به کار داره. Are you ready to work like a dog? میگه حاضری که انقدر کار کنی، انقدر زیاد و سخت کار بکنی؟ پس work like a dog or work like a horse to work very hard and a lot. Next word is fat chance. Fat chance. Fat, F-A-T. Fat chance. Chance, C-H-A-N-C-E. Fat chance means definitely not. Definitely not. Fat chance یعنی قطعا نه، امکان پذیر نیست یه چیزی رو. میگید fat chance، قطعا نه، قطعا نمیشه همچین چیزی. In our lesson we have Bob says you want me to run the business. تو از من میخوای که این کار انجام بدم؟ fat chance، قطعا نمیشه، عمرن. پس fat chance، definitely not. Next word, don't have a clue. Don't have a clue. Clue, C-L-U-E. Don't have a clue means when you don't know anything about something, you can say, I don't have a clue. Pass. وقتی که میگه I don't have a clue یعنی که یه چیزی رو راجبش هیچی نمیدونی. وقتی که چی راجب چیزی ندونی میگه I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue about baking cookies. من راجب کلوچه پختن هیچی نمیدونم. پس don't have a clue, don't know anything about something. Okay, next word is crash course. Crash course. Crash, C-H-R-A-C-A-S-H. Crash course. Course, C-O-U-R-S-E. Crash course, to give an intensive structure of something. For example, in our lesson we have Susan says, I'm prepared. Susan says, Bob, I'm prepared to hire you to run a business. And Bob says, fat chance. Fat chance. Susan says, why not? Bob says, I don't have a clue about making cookies. I don't know. I even don't know how to turn the oven on. I think the sentence was this. Yes. So, crash course means to give somebody structure of something. وقتی که سوزان میگه که من میخوام تو رو به عنوان حالا کسی که میخواد اون بیزینس رو اداره کنه انتخاب کنم، سوزان گفت چی؟ باب گفت چی؟ باب گفت fat chance، قطعا نمیشه، من نمیتونم. سوزان گفتش که why not، چرا نه. باب گفت I don't have a clue about making cookies. من هیچی راجع به کلوچه درست کردن نمیدونم. I don't know. I even don't know how to turn the oven on. حتی نمیدونم چجوری گاز رو روشن کنم. سوزان said. سوزان بهش گفتش که I'll give yes, Susan said I'll give you a crash course. من بهت یاد میدم. من بهت میگم که چیکار کنی. پس crash course intensive structure of something. Next word is needless to say. Needless to say. Needless. N-E-E-D-L-E-S-S. Needless to say. Needless to say means obviously. Clearly. It's که واضحه. روشنه. Needless to say. For example, you got exam tomorrow. Needless to say, you can't stay out late tonight. تو فردا امتحان داری؟ پس روشنه که نمیتونی امشب، واضحه که نمیتونی امشب تا دیر وقت بیدار باشی. In our lesson we had needless to say I have mixed feelings about working for you. To have mixed feelings. Next word. To have mixed feelings. Means to have a negative feeling about one aspect of something and positive feeling about another aspect of something. Mixed feelings یعنی راجب حالا یه جنبه از چیزی. نظرت خوب باشه راجع به یه جنبه دیگهش اوکی نباشی، نظر خوبی نداشته باشی. تو فارسی بهش چی میگیم؟ تو فارسی میگیم، حالا دقیقا نمیدونم چی میگیم تو فارسی بهش، ولی تقریبا دو دل بودن شاید بشه گفت. پس mixed feelings to have negative feeling about one aspect of something and positive feeling about another aspect of something. Next word is happy camper. Happy camper. Happy H-A-P-P-Y. Happy camper. Camper is C-A-M-P-E-R, happy camper. Happy camper means a happy person. Okay, happy camper, happy person. In our lesson, we had to درس اون چی داشتیم؟ Happy camper چجور استفاده شده بود؟ وقتی که باب گفت, needless to say, I have mixed feelings about working for you. باب گفتش که من برای کار کردن با تو دو دلم، شک دارم. And Susan said, سوزان بهش گفتش که I'll be nice with you. I promise you'll be a happy camper. میگه من بهت قول میدم که تو یه فرد هپی کمپر، یه فرد موفق و خوشحال و شادی باشی، تو این شغل موفق باشی. پس هپی کمپر، هپی پرسن. I promise you'll be a happy camper. بهت قولم که موفق بشی. Another word and last word. Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Give it a shot means to try something. To give it a shot, to try something. In our lesson again, we have Susan says, I promise you'll be a happy camper. Bob says, Okay, let's give it a shot, boss. میگه که باشه رئیس بذار امتحانش کنیم. پس give it a shot to try something. Okay, I hope this lesson be useful for you. Till next week and next lesson. Bye, take care, have fun.